The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. We have an interesting show today because we're going to talk all about Aquarius energy and how it's lining up. And we're going to ask the angels for a little insight on that. Interesting. If you're new to the show, we are all about the metaphysics, energy healing, the angelic realm. I do look at astrology for what we can learn on the esoteric side of it and the soul growth, because that's what we're all about. That's what I'm all about. So that's what I'm sharing with you, experiences and what we have going on. So I want to welcome everyone that is joining us live. Hello to everyone in the YouTube chat. I see you guys over there. Good morning and love to all of you. Good to see you. Now, it's interesting because when I was looking at this, we have a Mercury retrograde coming up in Aquarius on the 30th of January, and that will run till about the end. It ends around February 20th. Today we have a full moon. That's an interesting one too. We talked about that last week. So if you missed that about this full moon today, I wanted you to have that the week prior to the full moon, because that's a lot of times when we start to feel the energies of the lunar cycles. And for people in spirituality, we understand and we look at that and acknowledge it in spiritual sides. But I was reading an article, it was a few days ago, but basically it was scientific research where they're studying how the lunar cycles affect people. And they had done all these studies and, basically science and spirituality, there's a lot of trying to prove it in science, I guess, going on. It was interesting because we already know on a spiritual, we have a faith or belief in that, but they had separated into different groups. They had some that lived in what they called light pollution, like dense populated cities with a lot of light. And then they had people that were living in areas that had no access to electricity and some that had partial access, et cetera, et cetera. And when the lunar cycle went into the full moon, they noticed that 1 week before a full moon, people were not sleeping as much and things were shifting. And so they were looking at, is it the light? Is it the light pollution, from the electrical and all that? Well, the people that had the strongest effect with the lunar cycles were the ones that didn't have any electricity at all. And it was still happening, but it was consistent across all the groups. So they were determining, and I think that study is still going, okay, doesn't seem to be the light. Maybe it's the electromagnetic field. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what we're thinking and how it affects us. We just know we feel it. If you feel energy, you feel those shifts. It affects the tides of the ocean. So in the last week, we've probably been feeling that one. Today, I just thought that was an interesting tip that I wanted to share with you. But today we're going to talk about this Aquarius because this is no joke. Okay, so we have a retrograde coming in Aquarius, and what's that going to mean for us? Because Aquarius, this is the first one we've had in a few years in an air sign, which is more your mental and your mind and your state of mind, your mindset, your thoughts. Where are you? Where do you come from? Where are you with that, with your thoughts, your mind? And it was interesting because this one we've been in the last few years. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. In the last few years, we've been more water signs where you're feeling things with retrograde. This time it's going to be a little bit more thought provoking because Aquarius energy is an air sign. It's more about the mind and the thoughts and where you're coming from and working as a collective or humanitarian efforts, things like that. So it's a very different energy that we're in 2021. What's interesting, on top of the retrograde, what's going to overlap is a lot of things are aligning, and it's just this mega lineup of everything in Aquarius. For example, Mercury is in Aquarius, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, the Sun, the Moon, and a couple of asteroids. So, I mean, there's no way I could go into every single one of those, but all of that's lining up in Aquarius, all at the same time overlapping. Then you have the retrograde in there. So you have all this thought-provoking energy with all these different signs and symbols and astrology stuff, right? And I went, that's interesting, because if you've been feeling like you've been processing and working on where you stand or where you are coming from or how you feel about things, you know, all of that kind of stuff, or where your beliefs are or your mindset is, you know, where's your mindset? It's interesting, when I saw this, I said, well, that's kind of wow. And the thing is, this is called a stellium in astrology. When four or more planets align in the same sign, that's called a stellium. And what that means is it's a very heavily concentrated energy directed into a specific area of life. So you'll notice that it seems to be focusing on one particular area of your life, and it may be different for other people, but this will go into how we relate to a lot of different things. Aquarius takes you into a deeper look at how can I clarify my intentions with manifesting? That's where I want to focus today as well. I mean, how can we take our thoughts in the direction we want to go, instead of them yanking us all over the place? You'll have some things come up probably. This moon today, this one we're feeling right now, you'll probably feel some things coming up. But how are you addressing it? How are you processing it? How do you feel about it? What are you thinking? So you're going to want to look at that. Now, what's interesting is when you have a retrograde in Aquarius, on top of all this thought-provoking Aquarius energy and all these other signs, retrogrades take you back, kind of slow things up, muddle the water a little bit. So don't get too frustrated with that, because you might feel that sometimes it might feel like mentally foggy or confused, or wait, I'm trying to find that clarity, but I'm not sure about where you need to make a decision. During the retrograde, it's not going to be forever, and I'll let you know when some of these are starting to go into that. It's just hang on, just hold off. Usually we hold off not making major decisions during a retrograde, because we're reviewing, we're looking back, we're going over, and then you have all this other energy that wants you to move forward. So you might feel a little bit of a tug and pull with that. The universe is not trying to drive you crazy with that. It's really wanting to provoke you to think deeper on a lot of areas in life. It will take you, and when I say a lot of areas, I mean it might be different for a lot of different people, but for you in particular, you're looking for that common denominator where it seems to be focusing that energy for you, because it will. And then we have this moon that we had that is in Leo, that's courageous and we want to move forward. Absolutely. This energy that I'm talking about today is not about making you feel stuck where you can't move forward. It's about going into it deeper and really putting your thoughts into it, putting some energy there to really truly bring it out in your manifesting skills. It's not about overthinking it. It's not about getting overwhelmed and getting trapped in the limiting beliefs that maybe you need to let go of. If it's bringing some things up that just seem to be putting you on that hamster wheel and you feel stuck, you might want to look at, is that something I really need to hang on to? Maybe I need to just let that go. A lot of things like that are going to be coming up. And I just found this fascinating, because of where we are right now. A lot of us are starting to really feel motivated to move forward and to start creating something new. Absolutely, you're going to want to do that. This isn't to stop it. The retrograde is more to pace yourself, because all this thought energy about moving forward, I mean, it's going to be innovative. It's going to be creative. Aquarius energy is loaded with all that kind of stuff. The Mercury retrograde will actually slow it down enough for you to not get ahead of yourself. So don't look at this as a hindrance. If you find yourself going, wait a minute, let me think about that a little bit more. That's a balancing act. That's more, okay, yeah, let me look at that. I have been getting some information from some of you that you're starting to feel that there's some synchronicities coming in, or you're noticing that you're getting a lot of, you know, the numbers. I've had that from a few people. You might be seeing the same numbers over and over again. And have you been asking, and have you been, you know, are you finding that you're noticing the communication and the answers back from the universe, so to speak? Those numbers, the energy behind everything is fascinating. And it's like a decipher code book when you start to look at it. And then you go, oh gosh, you know, I was asking that. That's fascinating, right? These are the things we're talking about today, because it's so much going on. So if you find that you've been feeling like you're reminiscing, or, you know, things from, you know, back in your life and previous times were, you know, popping up, or old stuff's coming up, or, you know, wow, you know, why is that bothering me now? I haven't thought about that in years, and stuff like that is coming up to be healed and released. And we've said that before. It's coming up for you to review it, Mercury retrograde. It's coming up for you to maybe put a little bit more thought into how you can move forward in a different direction, possibly to move on from it. Maybe we just need to look at things with a different perspective. There's a lot of that going on. Because remember, Jupiter, I mentioned Jupiter is in the Aquarius as well, and that's your expansion planet. I mean, they're all in it. It's like a lot of them are in it. So this is fascinating to me. So we're going to ask angels. And when I did this morning, I asked angels, like, what could I share? What would be the best thing to share on the show today to help everybody with this one? Because you don't want this to feel like a hindrance. You want to look for, how can I make the most out of this? You're looking through a challenge. And when you go into thought-provoking stuff, sometimes it'll pop up with just old programming that we might have. Oh, wait, that's a problem. No, it's not. It's coming up for you to look at, you know, there's a way to find stillness and peace of mind and move in a different direction, or we're finding how the water finds its way around the rock, so to speak, as Lao Tzu says. And that is what I want to bring your attention to the most, because you'll see, you'll feel, but you're going to be thinking too with this Aquarius energy a lot more. You're going to find that mental, and you might even feel like, wow, mentally, I'm just exhausted. You've been spending all this mental energy, and you could be surprised how much energy you expend with thinking or your mind. But if we don't address where we are in a mindset or how we're approaching life, that's magic right there. When I'm talking about when you're manifesting or your law of attraction, because if we don't take time to make a point to bring some attention to that and spend some time with our thoughts, process our thoughts, review our thoughts, go over our thoughts, see where we are with that. When we're looking to put intentions out there, the belief behind the intentions is the driving key factor that will bring things into fruition for you. So I want to bring that up, because an air sign, when we think of air signs, you know, they help to sharpen your intuition when you review back. You have something to go by because you're reviewing and going backwards a little bit with a retrograde, and it will take you through the past a little bit so you can review. You have some kind of data to go by, if you want to look at it that way. When it goes forward again, and when it moves through, you might find that areas that you have relationships might be heightened. You might see that it will have something to do with that. All types of relationship, your relationship with, you know, how you are with yourself, your self-worth, relationships with others. If you're feeling not sure about something, like it could be work related, it could be personally related, it could be just anything group related at all, because this is a energy that wants us to harmonize and we want to communicate clearly and we want to work together. If it's a humanitarian effort, that's like for everyone. It's interesting how Aquarius works, because if we've been so in, we were pulled away and kind of been individualized, but it's time to take our strengths and basically contribute to the whole, so to speak, with this energy. And you'll find that it's like, wait a minute, where am I going with this? What am I doing? That's exactly what the energy is about. It wants you to question some things that have always been for you. It maybe wants you to question your approach to things, the way you were believing about something, or your perspective, or your, wow, I never thought to see it a different way. Jupiter will help you with that. Absolutely. Saturn is a stern teacher. Remember that. And then when we move into this, I was asking angels about all of this. And what was coming through was Shamuel again. Shamuel is an angel that is a one step at a time angel. And I like that one because it brings a calming and brings a clear thinking to the situation. That's another one about it, because when you slow down and go, wait a minute, I'm trying to spin and go too fast or I'm trying to force when I feel this slowing down or obstacle type of thing. Shamuel is a wonderful angel that just calms the energy of your thoughts, where it's like, let's just sit for a second, take a deep breath and think about this and settle. Sometimes we are just forcing, pushing, trying to go so fast in so many directions, we're not actually processing or absorbing everything. Some of this energy is, that was one of the main things that was brought to my attention when I was asking the angels about something to share. I highly recommend that, you know, you ask that angel, like, hey, Shamuel, help me out with this, or help me do this, slow down one step at a time. It's not that you won't get all the tasks done. You'll do them more efficiently if you stop grouping the overwhelm into one big pile, and then you start separating it out. Like, wait a minute, I've got 10 different things I want to do. I'm getting overwhelmed. How am I going to get all this done? Sometimes the one step at a time. All right, let's put the focus into one area at a time. Maybe it's narrowing the focus. That would be Archangel Ariel. Maybe you're trying to do too many things at the same time. I know that I feel that way a lot. So I have to make myself go, wait a minute, stop, you know? So this is something that they brought up to me right away. Narrowing the focus on one step at a time was the two angels that came in when I asked this morning. Michael always comes in when we have the fear and we're getting freaked out, or, you know, something like that. That one just calms things, or you feel like you're getting caught in those negative thoughts that are pulling you down. And now you're getting yourself all discouraged, or you know, the self-critic pops out. Michael can help you lift back up. And Raphael, if we're healing, whether it's a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing, Raphael is fantastic for that. But we have to slow down sometimes, narrow our focus on one step at a time. That was the key message that I got for everybody right now. So let me take a moment and see if there's any questions out there. We do have the lines open if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, if you'd like to call in with a question or share something. We also have our live chat open over on my YouTube channel. And let's see how we got. We got hello to everyone. Let me just take a look and see if we have any questions over here so far before I keep going. Was wondering if my guide has anything to tell me. Well, Michelle, that was from Michelle over in the chat. Your guide is immediately, it's weird. I'm immediately picking up that you feel like you look at multiple directions and you want to do them all at the same time, this energy will be interesting for you. I highly recommend that you're looking at the one step at a time too. What I'm picking up is that you can get to all of them, but you're trying to do them all at the same time. Maybe that was, I don't know. That was really bizarre, but I think that energy actually will relate to you. So think about that. See where you can narrow down your focus, and you will find that you're going to have an approach that's much more productive, something that will help you financially or maybe in business or something, but it needs to be a one step at a time. Slow it down. You're trying to do too many things at once is what I'm feeling with that. I know that sounds like what I was just saying a minute ago, but I'm really feeling that. So that's what I'm going to tell you. So hi, Renee. Good to see you. Oh, I see a lot of familiar faces out here. Hello, Beth, Anahis. Let's see, Candace. Hi, Candace. Beth, Dr. Jen, this is so helpful. I have been given a major challenge to shake from the past, and you're helping me take it on. Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. Your energy will be benefiting a lot from the Aquarius energy, because I feel that you feel life more than you think about life. So there's a feeling and emotional, because Leo is heart-centered choices, so we do feel that. So here's the interesting part. We will feel things spiritually. We will feel things as empathic people do, or we're heart-centered. And then at the same time, this energy is going to go, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to make those heart-centered choices, but we're going to think about them and keep our head leveled out here. And we're going to come up with a plan, and we're going to get it organized. And so it's interesting because Aquarius helps us create those new pathways, but there's some logic involved. Michael is fantastic for when we need to have a plan of action, no matter whether it's business or personal. And okay, we need to get organized and have a plan of action and have both feet grounded and think clearly. All of these things are going to help with what you're asking. So I feel like, yeah, shaking the past is exactly what's popping up right now. This moon brought some strong things up. The retrograde will probably bring some things up. You may feel those past relationships that you're talking about, but it's your feeling. You're basically, it's a reminiscing, sometimes uncomfortable, but at the same time, you're not in it again. It's like watching a movie. It's like watching a replay. And it's like, that's what was, that's in the past, but we review and we see how we responded and we see, oh, you know, I could do that differently now. So I feel that that will help you a lot. You're so welcome, Beth. Absolutely. Let's see. I've been connecting with my angels and would like guidance. Well, what do you mean you've been connecting with them and you would like guidance? You have a particular question there. I'm going to wait to see if there's an answer to that. Thank you. God bless you all. We love you, Jen. Thank you. I love you guys too. That just warmed my heart. Thank you. Aw, I appreciate that. I have such a great group that shows up in the live chat. I mean, we have you all mean a lot to me. I just want you to know that. And I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. It's been, honestly, without going into detail, it's been a little bit of a tough week around here for us. And at one point I'm like, wow, okay, I'm worn out, but I needed some rejuvenation. And things started to turn around. So when I start to work on these things, I find that it lifts me in joy. Manifesting works that way. When you're working with law of attraction, we give to receive, you know, what goes around comes around, we give to receive. All of that starts with our thoughts, which this energy is going to help us straighten out, because we need to pay attention to where our thoughts are going if we want to work with our manifesting. Because this is going to be such a strong energy, pretty much specifically pinpointing an area in life for you, this is actually a gift from the universe to help us sort it all out. And that's what we feel like a lot. We feel like we're just trying to sort it all out. Absolutely. Now, remember, Mercury is the messenger of the gods. That's how that one's known as Messenger of the Gods. That's about communication. It's about thoughts, feeling in the subconscious, and it brings things up. Okay. It's beliefs, behaviors, what's playing out, takes us to a deeper level. And I mean, how are we listening? Are we paying attention? Are we respecting another, you know, another person when they're trying to share something with us? That's a really common thing that happens in relationships. Are we actually listening to the other person? Are we just waiting so we can jump in and say what we need to say? And I raised my hand. I've done it too. And I realized, you know, as I've grown and moved, it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to be that. I want to grow through that. And things like that. We have Venus being very active as these things align through February. That's all about love and relationships. With Mercury retrograde in that position with Venus, that could be a very active time. And then there's the planet Uranus. And that one's a surprise energy. Could catch you off guard, you know, unexpected things, but it's going to be bringing change through the uncertainties that you might experience. And then when it awakens us, now we're in a place where the creative side of us can find different pathways, different solutions. So please know that. Please know that. So basically, this retrograde could be shining a spotlight on some of your closer relationships. But remember, it's a one step at a time. Look at what you can do to improve things or let go of things, whichever needs to be cleared up. Keep that in mind. And sometimes we just need to let go of maybe anger, frustration, or what part we played in something. Sometimes we're keeping it around. It wasn't anything, you know, it's not about what somebody did to you as much here. It's about what can we do to let it go and put it down. So keep that in mind. Remember now, your state of mind, and here's the thing I want you to hear with manifesting, your state of mind, it can pretty much run your whole life. Because if your state of mind is your beliefs and where you're coming from, that is what you're going to manifest. So Aquarius energy can absolutely bring some thought-provoking energy in right now for all of us to help us fine-tune, clarify, and put our intentions and our thought and state of mind in alignment. If you want your intentions to be aligned with your state of mind, that's what you're looking at. Do they align? A lot of times they don't. Our state of mind might be one thing. Like an example would be, my state of mind is it never works out for me. But your intention is, I really want to manifest this and make this happen. But it never really works out for me. You see, that just cancels everything out. Your state of mind aligning with your intentions is the goal to work on with this energy. So that's very, very good. So all these planets going through Aquarius, it's going to pull up different things. So super interesting. I do want you guys to think about that. Remember, the angels are right now, that focus is one step at a time. Archangel Samuel could show you the one steps at a time. Archangel Ariel can help you narrow the focus. So those two right there are going to really help you with Aquarius energy. So let me see if we have anything else coming in. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We have a super chat over in YouTube. Gosh, you guys are warm on my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate that. It helps us to provide the show for you. So I appreciate that. Let's see. Anahis is asking, that came from relaxing meditations, that support over in the super chat. So I want to say thank you for that. Anahis is asking, just been feeling a shift and noticing my abilities to connect with them. If they have any messages, I would be so grateful. Well, let's see what we got here. What I'm noticing is nature's going to be a big way for you. I feel nature. I feel you're going to be noticing signs easier, quicker. It's going to be easier for you to hear them aligning with nature or seeing the same thing twice, for example. And sometimes people go, oh gosh, that's just a bird in your backyard. What kind of bird is it? This is an example. What kind of bird is it? Are you the one that saw it or was somebody else? Is it coming every day? Is it hanging out and wanting to stay with you? You want to ask, okay, you have a message for me, for example. So things like that, like bluebirds, for example. If bluebirds are all about your joy, is your joy running through and coursing through your being, like running through your veins, so to speak? Is your joy coming through? Bluebirds represent that. So if you never have bluebirds around and now you have bluebirds or you're seeing them, that's just more of an example. But I'm really feeling that you're going to find it's going to be easier in nature to resonate. Yes, even if you live in sub-zero temperatures and it's freezing cold, I'm not saying go stay out there like that, but look out your window more. I feel like look out your window more. There is something there in nature, and I feel that it will reveal itself to you. Ask for that part. Ask for that for the messages to come in that way. Then you're going to jot them down. I highly recommend this to everybody. Jot down what you are seeing. Jot down, and here's an example of how nature will work as well. Like, for example, if I see a cardinal that's popped up out of nowhere, I'll ask, what message do you have for me? I think about it. I ponder about it. I look into the power animals thing for that. And then what I've noticed, or I can use the bluebird. I already explained all that one. The bluebird, okay. You've got a message of joy and happiness. What's going on? And then I'll notice that maybe I had something going on with a knee or an elbow, which is in metaphysics, a change of direction. Your joy and happiness is changing directions, or where you're going to find your joy and happiness. So you're starting to put your own decipher code together. Things mean different things to people sometimes. So I want everybody to know that this is an awesome journey, and we're putting some stuff on the site. I've almost got it ready. I'm so excited. I'm hoping it's up by next week for everybody. Be sure to go grab your abundance calendar, because we're working with that too. But I have other surprises coming if you want to be a part of that. So make sure you're on my mailing list if you want to know when that comes up. I've been working on it like crazy, and it's almost done. So I want everybody to know there's possibilities here. But when you're putting a decipher code together, you're putting a code that makes sense to you. So it's kind of like this is your journal is like, okay, I always see bluebirds when I need to look at what's going on with my joy or happiness. Is it leaking out? Am I in a state of that? Usually the energy is coming in to help you remind you, hey, joy and happiness is a very important part of life. It's connected to you being healthier, happier, the whole thing, raising the frequency, so to speak. Where is it leaking out? Whatever might be happening. So that's an example of what I was talking about. So you have, okay, she's validating that. See, I kind of knew there was something with nature. So she says, it makes sense. I have such a strong connection with nature. Thank you so much. Feeling so grateful for your guide. You are so welcome. Let's see. I feel super scattered all over the place. Why? Journey to becoming me. Just realized I started a book, Atomic Habits, which is about making 1% changes or improvements to your life. How timely. Perfect, Robin. Right. Yeah, this is a good creative juice flowing time for you. So keep going with that. So the super scattered all over the place, that's probably the energy. Here's an interesting part of that. If we have a tendency to get distracted easily, or we are always multitasking, or our mind can do that a lot, and it happens. I mean, you get scattered. It's like, wow, I can't focus. You know, I'm all over the place. This energy will bring attention to your energy's going in so many different directions. It may feel more intensified and more scattered. There's your one step at a time, narrow the focus. So if you can, I would highly recommend, and I've had to do this before. I know I've felt that before. If you can, jot down little glimpses of whatever it is you got. You may have a hodgepodge. You may have a hot mess there on the paper. Like, this is all over the place, but it will show you what the energy is trying to show you. Like, okay, you're going over here. You're going over here. You're going over here. Grounding is going to be super important for that. So you want to put that intention out. The one step at a time there with Shamuel would be, okay, let's take a deep breath, slow our breath down, feel the bottom of our feet on the floor and ground, be present, slow it down. Then whatever you can remember, you may not remember everything, but whatever you can remember from all the scattered thoughts all over, write them down, even if they don't make sense. They will probably be all over the place. Why do you want to do that? Because, and if you can use pen and paper, that's actually better. If you want to use a computer, that's fine. It'll still work. But I recommend using pen and paper for this because you want the energy of the thought to come out energetically through your handwriting onto the paper. Because you may see that your handwriting looks a little different. You might see that you have different slants and angles to the writing. It's the energy in it. You're getting a thought out on paper so you can get organized. You can get it organized that way. It won't be organized at the beginning, but you can have it come out of here, put it onto the paper, and now it's like, okay, well, that's a mess. That's about right. That's what it feels like in my head all over the place. You may have to do that like for several days or maybe even a couple of weeks before anything makes sense, but then you'll start brainstorming and picking bits and pieces. And then you'll ask, okay, I see this all over. Where can I narrow my focus? Shamuel, Ariel, where can I narrow and do one step at a time and ground? Grounding is your best friend when it comes to stuff like that. You're going to want to practice your grounding with this kind of energy. Especially if thoughts are scattered and all over, it's going to bring attention to that because we want to lift ourselves up. We want to go, hey, wow, okay, I had a lot going on in there. I'm getting the impression that you don't always sleep a lot, or you'll go through sleeping a lot, then not sleeping at all. Is that true? I'm asking. I'm not seeing that. And Renee, please do ask your question again, because I did not see that email. I never saw it. Usually we're setting up for show a few hours before we go on the air live. So I don't see it unless it came in like the night before. So go ahead and ask again, put it out there and I'll look for it. Let's see. Anna has the same, wow, I've been feeling the same way. Thank you. Yep, scattered group stuff is, you know, the scattered energy that we're all feeling. That's really very common with thought-provoking stuff, especially when it's a lot of deep, deep-seated, deep buried stuff in the subconscious. And don't forget, it's going to probably come out in your dreams. Dreams could be crazy, crazy dreams like, okay, that was the weirdest dream ever. Okay, wow, how does my brain think these things? Well, it's energy processing. There's a lot of energy going on when it comes to mental energy with all of this. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Aquarius, by the way, just so you know, Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of awakening. And so you have all this awakening, thought-provoking mental energy going on. So the brain will get lots of exercise between now, which is the end of January through February, to figure it all out, to really figure out where you want to be, where you stand. What is your mindset? If I was to ask you right now, you don't have to tell us if it's personal, but jot it down. I want to ask you to ask yourself, for your own self, what would you say your state of mind is right now? Can you even answer the question? Sometimes you go, wow, you know, what is my state of mind? I don't know. It feels like it's here and there. That's exactly why this is happening, because we need to look at it. we need to expand our minds and observe things we never thought of before and look at it differently and look at it from the bigger picture and look at this. Where's all the new ideas and inspiration? Or I get so excited about something and then I just talk myself out of it. That kind of stuff will go back and forth. You'll see that too. There's a lot of different things going on here. If we slow it down and just don't make the big long-term commitments during the retrograde, because there's a lot to sort out and a lot of deep thought that needs to go into different decisions. It's not holding you back. It's helping you clarify and strengthen your intention to manifest. That's what you want to do. You want to go into that deeper level to process things and clarify it. Then you'll have the confidence like, yeah, this is the intention that I want. You know, really are thinking it all the way through. These are big deal steps. And state of mind. So journey to becoming me, answer me. Her state of mind is nuts and cray cray. Okay. I think we all can say that probably. Shadonna is saying she can confirm the crazy dreams. In my last dream, I looked in the mirror and I was a man. Hey, hello. I bet you were a gorgeous man. I bet you. Because I know you, Shadonna. With that smile, yeah, I'm thinking, wow. Maybe you were seeing your masculine side of your energy, your inner masculine energy, because we all have masculine and feminine. That's what I think it was showing you. It was showing you the strength in your masculine energy. Whoa. I like that one. That's great. Let's see. Calling in Samuel Ariel. Absolutely. So let's do that for a few minutes. Let's do that together. Since this is a group collective effort here, let's work with Samuel and Ariel in the last few minutes of the show, because boy, did this time fly by. Wow. I never have enough time in this show because I have too much fun in here. You know how time flies when you're having fun? I like being in here with you guys. It's a lot of fun. But if we were to ask them, let's just stop and do that. So first of all, I want everybody to take the deep breath and feel the bottom of your feet. Like we were talking, let's ground in with that breath and just slow down. Close your eyes if you want to. And just be here. That brings your body, that brings you, if your mind is scattered or you're all over, you feel like out of body kind of, it brings you back in and it brings you present. It brings you here. You can think clearer as soon as you do stuff like that. If you ever noticed, if you just feel like you're scattered and you do that, it clears out and clarifies your mind. You just feel like, oh, there I am. So do that, slow it down, feel it, just feel here, present. And then say, this is what I do. I'm going to share what I do when I'm asking for this. I say, thank you, Archangel Samuel, for showing me one step at a time. It's not, please help me or show me and hopefully I can find it. Mm-mm. I say, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for showing me one step at a time. Sit with that for a moment. You may see a couple of things come out. You may still see four or five different things pop up, different steps. Then you ask, Ariel, help me narrow my focus on which one would be the best one to start with for me. And where you feel drawn, which one you feel drawn to. So if they came up, this is thought provoking. Okay. We're thinking about it. I want to put you into this Aquarius energy here. We're thinking about it. All right. Archangel Samuel, I'm grounded. I'm here. I'm paying attention. This is not really meditation. This is thinking. Okay. I'm here. I'm asking Samuel, where's the one step at a time? But a bunch of them pop up. That's okay. They're all there. Ariel's going to say, okay, let's narrow the focus. is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 you feel drawn to? You might see numbers, you might see colors, you might just see blobs everywhere. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Do you feel drawn to one of them? Do you feel drawn to one or the other more? And then bring your focus to that one more and just say, thank you for showing me how to narrow my focus on one step at a time. I'm putting my intentions out there to open up for clarification on how to proceed. And then go about your day. Go about your day and see if any unexpected synchronicities, messages in nature or not, just you might be in a random conversation. You may, and somebody just says something that you don't even know who they are, you know, if you're out doing whatever, or just on television, or you might read something that randomly is like, wow, that's crazy. That's the answer. That's how the messages can come in. It's the synchronicities. They're so pinpoint sometimes. You know, that was like, oh, there's the validation from the universe to help me with what I was doing. Thank you, angels, for that. You know, that's what I do. Thank you, guides. Thank you, angels, because this is a beautiful experience when you just stop, center, ground, actually listen while you're asking and saying thank you and having that gratitude. And don't forget, at least once a day, try to see what you have in your life already that you can be thankful for. Do that. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown. That's how you're going to do it. I still don't. I dreamed last night. Wait a minute. Wait. Let me go back over to chat. Candace, I dreamed last night that I fell in love with a person I've never seen. Weird. Didn't recognize them at all. I still don't. That's okay. You will one day. That means it's unknown. It's an unknown love. Unknown love. Journey to becoming me. LOL. My physical body started to sway onto the next thing, and I felt Michael possibly roll his eyes and giggle. They have personalities as far as I know. And yeah, that sounds like it. He can be pretty direct. Like, oh, come on. Really? Seriously? Get back in here. Very firm, gently grabbed me back, and then some group effort grounding me. Perfect. I love it. I love it. That's great. Now, if I want to give you a couple of dates, you might want to jot them down so you'll have an idea. So Mercury retrograde, today's a full moon in Leo. Okay. We did that one last week. Mercury retrograde is going to start on January 30, run to February 20. January 31, here's where we start overlapping. January 31, the stellium, which is four or more planets in the same sign. It will start and begin with Venus moving into Aquarius, joining Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter all at the same time on January 31st. Now, okay, add in the retrograde. February 11 and 12, the Aquarius new moon amplifies the stellium energies. That's going to be one of the stronger days. February 25, Venus is going to leave Aquarius and go into Pisces. And then the stellium will start to grow weaker by the day, like day by day after that. So that window right there is very powerful. So here's a few things to ask yourself. I'm watching time. Okay. Here's a few things to ask yourself during this strong Aquarius lineup. Okay. If you could receive support or just enthusiasm, a boost, whatever, in one particular part of your life, where would that be? Ask yourself that one. If you could focus, what should it be on? Where do you want to redirect it to? Write these things down. Pay attention. Use the calendar. That's what we're doing here to get the abundance going. The calendar, I've got it over on the website. It's a free calendar, guys, so you can help journal and keep track. And then what's interesting is this retrograde in December, there's some things going on in December that will reflect back to this retrograde. So you're going to want to be able to remember what it was. So you want to write it down. If you had the courage that you needed to do whatever you wanted to do, what would it be? Ask yourself that one. Can you move forward and let go of the past? You can't change the past, but you can change direction moving forward. That's what you can change. That's what you can change. Okay. Is there a new way you could look at things? I want you to ask yourself that. If you didn't catch all those, you can get the archive. We always have replays up. I went quickly because I'm about to go out of time. So I want to make sure you got that. But if you guys were truly, truly, really ready to change up and use this energy, this is a good lineup to really work on our thoughts. So let's see how everybody's doing here. I felt huge waves of energy when calling in the angels. That's awesome, Shadana. Yes. Renee, I've really had some bad dreams this past week and so much negative chatter in my head. I'm thinking it's the Leo full moon, maybe making me review my old thought processing to close the door on it. Yes, the full moon, I always have a lot more dream activity about 10 days, 2 weeks, 1 week prior to a full moon. So yes, absolutely. It does bring up the darker, deeper energies or thoughts that we need to release and let go of. This is a moon, and I talked about it last week if you want to go listen to that one if you have not. I've talked more about that full moon last week, but the bad dreams are not necessarily a bad thing. Bad dreams are just processing energy that we're feeling that we need to resolve. So dreams can be just off the chart crazy sometimes. I know. But if you're having bad dreams, nightmares even, they're scary as all get out when they feel so real. I know. But they're very powerful and they're very healing, actually. They're helping you move some energy out. You actually release energy through dreaming. Dreaming keeps us from going completely off the chart. You got to process that energy. If we're not processing in our daytime, they'll process at night. If we have fears, if we're, you know, struggling with something in particular, it can do that. But this is going in to help process what you have going on in your life, Renee. And Beth is going deep cleanse. Hey, hello, good for you. It will help. Sometimes a physical deep cleanse or emotional cleanse, whichever one you're doing. But honestly, I'm recommending that everybody look at, is there anything, because of all the stress and all the tension and all the everything we've all been through, is there something that would benefit in you physically if you were to clean things up that way? And when I say that, it could just be, you know, like look at the diet, do the exercise. Is there something, energy healing, clearing, whatever it is you might be doing. But our bodies are physically here trying to keep up with this energy as it's changing too. And we want to support our bodies. So guys, I just want to say thank you. I have totally enjoyed being here with all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for those that support the show. And thank you for those super chats you guys are putting out. We had one last week as well. That's huge. That helps me keep the show going because, you know, it does take a lot. So I want to say thank you for that. I do appreciate that. It means a lot. A health cleanse, getting rid of all the toxins. Perfect, Beth. Perfect. I'm doing that actually because it's just been so stressful in our bodies. You know, need that sometimes. We just need it. So please, guys, know that this is good energy, thought-provoking energy. Keep an eye out on what is coming for you. And it could come in dreams. It could just come in aha moments, you name it. And keep me posted. I'm looking forward to next week's show. This one was just no joke. We had to do this one today. This was just wow. And don't forget, work with Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Ariel with this energy. Remember, we want to narrow the focus one step at a time. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.